Normally, when we talk Coles and milk, it's about how much you'd be willing to pay for your milk at the supermarket. Well, today it's about how much Coles is willing to pay dairy farmers, because Coles has announced it's going to bypass processors and buy milk direct from South Australian dairy farmers. Now, it's already doing this in Victoria and New South Wales, and now it's recruiting dairy farmers here. We did reach out this morning to speak to Coles, and while they were initially keen, they've now not returned our calls, but it doesn't matter because we've got John Hunt, who is the president of Dairy SA. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Now, is this good news for South Australia's dairy industry?
Look, yeah, I think it is. Anything to develop and to enhance competition to return a profitable farm gate price must be a good thing. So if by doing that, I think one of the challenges we have in South Australia is how to grow our milk pool. So, you know, with more competition, you know, better prices, it gives the confidence that we can go out and expand.
Why do you think Coles would be wanting to buy milk direct from farmers rather than going through processors?
Security of product, I would imagine. Because we have got a declining milk pool, and so now, like, they're just trying to secure in different states, and obviously if they're just in the whole milk market, because that's all you're talking about, transport and all sorts of things would be coming into that, you know. So yeah, it's always a bit you tend to examine the releases in depth, you know when they say that Coles fresh milk is 100% Australian. Well, all fresh milk is. None of it gets imported, and now Coles are going to set the milk price for the farmer, not the processor. Well, really, you know, it is the same thing. It's great the competition's here, but it's a bit of a bitter pill to swallow, because all what we've heard about in the last 8 years when we've been talking to Coles and talking to the processors is that, you know, they're putting their thumb on the price. And driving everybody down, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're going to be the ones to set the price. So,
well, that's the thing.
That sounded a bit. yeah, competition is good. I should have stayed there.
Well, John, I mean, I can sort of see what you're hinting at there, because given the supermarket's pass with the dollar a litre milk, do you think many farmers would actually want to supply them? I mean, of course, it's going to come down to the price that they're offering them, but do you think there's still some bad blood there?
Probably, but money talks, you know, and you know, if they can come and offer you 20 cents more, people are going to look at it. They still have to go through a local processor. It's a bit like in Victoria and stuff. Saputo actually do all their bottling for them, and here it'll be, like I say, Lion and Lacaze, you know. So, you know, the processor that is currently receiving the milk won't lose out. Because they'll get paid to bottle the milk. So I think farmers will, if they can come in and offer a competitive milk price, I think that's great. And I think the good thing, this is where a lot of farmers look back at the code, because now the contracts that they do put out have to be certified by the code. So you've got confidence there. So I'll stick to what I say. I think it's a good thing for South Australia dairy industry.
Is there a potential risk, though, that Coles not only controls the price that consumers pay in the supermarket, but then ends up with the monopoly of milk supply in the country too?
It can happen. At the moment, you're only talking whole milk. You're not talking cheeses. Well, I guess you are, because the Coles have got their home brand. So, I mean, they're getting processed by their cheese. But I guess it comes down to maybe the farmer having more say, and we learning to sell our milk better, so if other processors have to come up to that mark, they have to come up to the mark. The margins in the processing area are still pretty tight. So where Coles can find this extra money from, I'm not too sure, except they've got a very wide-ranging business, so they can probably, get some of it from there. But, yeah, you've got to be a bit careful that we don't get too much domination. There's no doubt about that.
Well, it's certainly a watch this space. It will be interesting to see, price-wise, what they open with and, how many farmers that they're able to attract.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.